We were joined on the line by Sportsnet 650 soccer analyst Mark Rogers. Mark, how impressive was that on Saturday night?
Well, the result was really impressive. Performance, maybe not as much, but I mean, the last time the Whitecaps got something in SKC, I don't know, it was prehistoric. So this is something that they will hang their hat on. They'll be super excited about as they go down this stretch run.
Wasn't it like 2015, I think, in CONCACAF, something like that? It was a while ago.
It's a tough place to go. Yeah. You know, they have a great home record. They have a great home crowd. Not an easy place to go. I remember there was one game in particular where the Whitecaps were up a couple seasons ago, and Sporting KC came storming back in the second half and won it at the death. So this will be one where they'll go, you know what, not... From a performance standpoint, it was badly one-sided for Sporting Kansas City, but they won't care. They got the 3 points, they got out of town, and they'll be happy with that.
Stefan Marinovic was in goal and played unbelievable, considering how lopsided it was. Is there a goaltending controversy with keepers here in Vancouver right now?
Well, yeah, I think it's neck and neck. Every time Marinovic has gotten his opportunity, he's not just done well, he's done very well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think about that save he made on the header, on the cross across goal. He's the guy, Diego Rubio, who seemed to have, you know, 30 or 40 chances to score, heads it down across goal, and Marinovic just makes a great point-blank save. He's done very well, and, you know, it was only a few weeks ago he did the same thing in Orlando, in a one-sided game as well, and the Whitecaps won that. So, yeah, I think it comes down to, in the MLS too, is salary. And David Ostid's on a decent ticket, and that'll factor into the decision-making in the offseason as well, I'm sure.
We're talking to Mark Rogers, our soccer expert here on Sportsnet 650. So the Caps have now put themselves in a position to where it's not just grabbing a playoff spot. Now it's about seeding in terms of first or second is now well within reach for this team, which could be a huge difference maker for having a bye in the early going of the MLS playoffs. And that's home field advantage for when you get to those conference semifinals too now, Mark.
Absolutely. And if they can get that first round bye, they can make sure everybody's healthy and ready to go. They can watch the opponent and prepare for it. It is a significant advantage. But there's still a lot of tidying up to do with this team. In the final few games, I know they'll want to keep as many clean sheets as they did on the weekend as possible.
So what are you concerned about then? What concerns you?
Discipline, I think, has to be one.
Let's be honest. In this game, Diego Rubio himself had a number of gilt-edged chances to win that game.
Yep.
Especially in the first 20, 30, 40 minutes, Whitecaps looked all over the place. It wasn't a case of, you know, they're shutting it, they're parking the bus, to use a sort of overused expression, but they were getting opened up and the Kansas City was creating chances. They'll want to make sure that if they do have to sit deep, they'll have those two blocks of four. And the big influential player in that, and I thought he had a very good game this weekend, was Gazal. Their new signing, is every time he's played, he's impressed me more. They'll want to tidy up that defensive aspect of the game, because if they're going to sit on one goal leads, they're going to make sure that they really, really minimize the opponent's opportunities to score. And they didn't really do that first half. Second half, they were far better that way. Despite all the possession, they really locked things up and really frustrated Sporting KC. And one thing I do want to highlight is, if you're going to play that way, it's absolutely crucial that you take your chances at the other end, because they'll be few and far between. And Hurtado's goal, I don't think people realize the level of difficulty in that. That is an exceptionally difficult technique to execute. And for a guy that doesn't score, isn't a prolific goal scorer, was a wonderful goal for the Whitecaps.